Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about chocolate. Yay.
Yum, yum.
Richard, chocolate can be found in everything.
Yes, it's cakes, biscuits, ice cream.
Milk, chocolate milk, puddings, sauces, sweets, you name it, chocolate is everywhere. Did you know, Richard, there was, for a short while, that you could buy crisps dipped in chocolate? How does that sound?
I'm not so sure about that, actually.
No,
like that idea.
But there is, I mean, chocolate, it's associated with festivals, with Christmas, with Easter, Mother's Day.
Birthdays.
You give it to people when they're ill. You give it to people when they've done something good.
There's a very simple reason for that, Jackie. It's because it's delicious and everybody loves chocolate.
Everybody loves chocolate.
Now then, Jackie, we love chocolate, but there is chocolate and there is chocolate. Lots of different sorts. There's cooking chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate, isn't there?
Yeah.
And what's the difference between all of those?
Well, cooking chocolate is the most basic, Richard. It's just cocoa solids and cocoa butter, really.
Mm, and not very nice just to eat on its own, is it?
Because then we have dark chocolate, which tastes nicer because it's got added sugar.
Yes, but I'm not keen on dark chocolate.
And added fat as well.
Mm.
It has a higher ratio of cocoa, of course. And then, we have the more popular one, which is the milk chocolate.
My favourite, plain milk chocolate.
Added sugar, added fat, plus, of course, either milk powder or concentrated milk.
OK.
A lower percentage of cocoa.
Right, OK. And what about white chocolate, then?
Well, it's not really chocolate, Richard.
Not really?
Well, because it doesn't actually contain cocoa solids. It contains only cocoa butter.
Okay. Still tasty, though. I do like white chocolate.
I know. Now, the interesting thing is, you know that they say that dogs can't eat chocolate.
Yes, very bad for dogs.
Right, that's because it's got theobromine in it.
Right, okay.
Which dogs find very difficult to process. But actually, that's only found in cocoa solids and not in the butter.
Okay.
And there's no cocoa solids in white chocolate.
So white chocolate's okay for dogs?
White chocolate's okay for dogs.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't give it to ours, though. I think they're fat enough as it is, to be honest.
However, you know, humans can die of chocolate if they eat too much.
And how much chocolate would you need to eat?
Well, if you eat 40 bars of dairy milk, Richard, notice this, your favourite.
Mm.
If you eat 40 bars of dairy milk, it would be fatal.
Yes, I think I'd feel very sick as well.
But it's interesting because when you eat chocolate, it does make you feel better. It has that kind of feel-good factor about it.
It certainly does.
But then you feel guilty after having eaten so much afterwards.
Yes, that's why they call it the guilty pleasure.
You like milk chocolate.
I love milk chocolate.
And I much prefer dark chocolate. We also eat them very differently as well.
Yes. I open the bar and then scoff the lot straight away.
Whereas I take a tiny little bit and I keep it in my mouth until it melts slowly. You'll eat a whole bar, in 10 minutes? And I can make a bar of dark milk Toblerone last two evenings.
I just can't resist.
Yeah, what about you, the listeners? How much chocolate do you eat?
And how do you eat it?
We'd love to hear from you.